Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kira. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Beverly Thompson, and I just was notified by my credit card that you were charging me $59.95 for some subscription, and I'd like to cancel that.
May I have your zip code?
58201.
May you verify your shipping address?
1414 South 17th Street.
Give me 1 second to take a look at your account. Yes, ma'am. So I do see where on May 24th of 2021, you purchased our mini posit smartwatch. It was $5.95 for shipping and handling. It checks blood pressure and monitors your heart rate. It was during a 14-day trial period. Do you recall making that charge?
I remember making the charge, but I don't remember ever seeing anything other than paying for the shipping charge.
Yes.
And then there's another charge on my account from Simply Lifestyle Solutions for $59.95 also, and I don't want that one either.
Yes, ma'am. So these charges in the terms and conditions did state within 14 days if you didn't want the product, you were supposed to call in and cancel within 14 days, or they was going to charge you full price for the product.
Ma'am, I don't even know what the product is. Why the hell would I want it?
Mini pods and smartwatch. You paid $5.95 for shipping and handling for those products. You just stated that you remember making that charge.
For a survey.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions that you agreed to, that the full price was $59.95.
No, I did not agree to it, and I'm not paying for it. I've already called my credit card on these. I've reported you as fraud.
Okay. Has a dispute been filed on these charges?
With my credit card, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So
but
you have to call.
You. I'm calling you now.
Yes, ma'am. But
these
if
were,
a,
this is the number I was given by my credit card company for you to cancel.
Yes, ma'am, I totally understand that. But we can't cancel anything because a dispute is filed. You will have to call back with your bank on the line.
I'm not getting my bank on the line.
Yes, ma'am. Well, at this point, it's nothing we can do because a dispute is filed. So you will have to, your bank will have to be on the line with you to verify they will drop that dispute. Then they would talk to you about a refund. But other than that, it's nothing we could do because the dispute is filed.
Well, I'm not paying it.
Right.
And don't send me anything. And don't charge me anything. I'm calling my bank now.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.